This is all, I loved it. Welcome, everyone, to episode 34 of the History by the Glass podcast. It's your tour of Portland, Oregon's newest and hottest, someday to be historic bars, pubs, and saloons, whiskey libraries, modern speakeasies, craft brew pubs, and mixology dens. Tonight, we're asking how soon is too soon with a visit to Northeast's 8-week-old Too Soon Cocktail Lounge. I'm your co-host, Alfredo V. Moreno. And with me, as always, directly to my left, is my cherished creative partner, a sensible imbiber of spirits, and now I am getting a little emotional here, a truly dear friend. If you remember that funny mailman character and his portly macro beer drinking friend from that old show Cheers, he's the Peterson, the Norm Peterson to my Clifford Clavin, Nathan Gale. Nathan, I don't say this enough, but it's an honor to be in community with you tonight.
Oh, well, thank
you. I think we should cheers. What
thank
do you. Think?
Why don't we clink our glasses
Let's
together?
Let's do that. That's fun.
It's very
fun.
Sensible.
How are you, sir?
Community, yes. Fine to be in community with you. Fine to be anywhere with you. Very kind words. Your intros get kinder and kinder every time that we...
I love to do them. I just love hanging out with you, man. I don't... you know, it's a special thing that we get to do, and... I wish everyone knew it more.
I'm putting a tear in my beer. If I were drinking beer, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Let's have a sensible sip here.
Yep. Mm. Let me have one. Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I know that hits you a little hard. It's not your normal. Drink. I will say this one does have alcohol in it tonight. I'm sorry to. I didn't mean to sneak one past you there.
But. That's okay. Thank you very much for giving me the heads up first before I threw this down. I am drinking, of course, you know how I love my hard seltzers. And tonight I'm drinking a Florida seltzer from Untitled Art. Not from Florida, from the good people in Wanakee, Wisconsin.
This is
a prickly pear guava hard seltzer. Gluten and vegan friendly.
Very good. Wisconsin is known for their hard seltzers.
And their gluten friendly
love it. Love
sensibilities.
Love that choice for you.
Well, let me savor this over the next hour and a half and you tell me what you have.
Absolutely.
There.
Well, I'm excited to tell you what I'm drinking. I'm drinking a Queens and Sons soft IPA, which is done by Kings and Daughters Brewery right here in Portland, Oregon. And, you know, this soft IPA. Is described as full in flavor, a pillowy mouthfeel, complexity, and sessionable drinkability. And you know me, I love to just linger over a bespoke craft brew like this. It's ideal for any season and any session, and I'm enjoying it. I have the hops here, if you're curious. It's YCH Citra, YCH Mosaic, Crosby Idaho 7, and Freestyle Farms Matuka. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's a delight. Every one of those hops, every one of the numerals, total delight.
I know how much you love a pillowy mouthfeel, so I hope you enjoy that. Mm. And if you would maybe save the hops discussion, you know, just shorten it up a little bit because we got a lot to get through today. I know, so I'm sorry to cut you off and to steal your thunder there, but
I could go for a whole episode on this.
Maybe save your hops discussion for our social media discussions. Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. Well, we've got we're just so excited to experience the latest and greatest bars in the city. Wait till you hear what we've got next. Well, Nathan, we've got to live, baby, live, now that the day is over. Are you ready for a new sensation? That's right, a new sensation, right now. I tell you, it's going to take you over. It's got a hold on you. Yes, as Michael Hutchins or Andy Warhol said, new things are always better than old things. And tonight we set out to prove it once and for all under the alluring bisexual lit glow of one of Portland's freshest drinkeries. But You don't have to take my word for it. Nate, tell us a little known fact about Too Soon.
Oh, boy. These bar intros of yours are getting better and better. This has got to be your best bar intro.
Practice and repetition, my friend.
The entire project. You're getting your reps in, and it's really showing. Well, speaking of getting your reps in, welcome Too Soon to the world of Portland bars. You're an 8-week-old baby, and we're so happy to catch you in your infancy, as we love to do. You are a breathtaking baby. You are located at 18 Northeast 28th Avenue, right off of Burnside. Let's talk a little bit about the building first before we hop into your your venture there. This building is owned by the Bitar Brothers, B-I-T-A-R, Robert and Frank Bitar. Those brothers, they're Lebanese immigrants who came to Portland in 1921 and opened a retail grocery store the same year, right off the boat.
Well, you dig. You dig on these things.
Well, not only that, Alfredo, they opened this thing, and it became a sensation. Talk about a new sensation. They were soon grocery magnets, like your Fred Meyers and your John Albertsons. I don't know who else. And this allowed them to venture into construction, into real estate development, and opened up Empire Construction Company in 1945, and eventually the Bitar Brothers Real Estate and Investment in 1960s.
Incredible.
But this building was there long before that. It was established 1923, according to the city, and soon swallowed up by the Bitar megala real estate. It's Trumpian group, I believe. So from 1923, this building, 1923, to say, I don't know, the 70s, just like the Bitar Brothers, humble beginnings, grocery stores, different delis, things of that nature. Yeah. Nothing hard drinking until about the mid to late 70s.
Okay.
When Chen Yin Lounge rolls in.
Oh.
Yes. And the description of Chen Yin Lounge is a disgusting fucking bar with a Chinese restaurant wrapped around it. So I'm sorry for the language. It's not my.
Boy, hey, that's tough. That's a tough blow.
I understand. I've never been there. The oldest record of it, 1985 or so, I think we saw. Yeah. But some guy on Reddit said he'd been there in the 70s, and that's good enough.
Well, that's all we need.
It's good enough for me. I'll take your word for it, pal.
That is the Bible.
Chen Yin, unfortunately, closes in 2013, or fortunately, if you're some of these poor sacks on Yelp who did not like the place. So in 2013, a new establishment rolls around, the first actual drinking four drink establishment, bar, one might say.
We're kicking it up a notch.
The Cardinal Club. A self-proclaimed East Coast style pub. Wellesleyan, maybe? I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's a big coast.
The Cardinal Club aims to be a neighborhood stop for the work weary on their way home. Good music, simple menu, and a well-stocked bar. It's an actual bar.
Fantastic.
Had you ever made it to the Cardinal Club?
No, but I have been work weary many a time.
I have wanted many of these things in my life. Unfortunately, they closed in 2019 for reasons ungoogleable. And up comes in 2019 the Nightingale. No relation. I'm Nathan Gale, not Nightingale.
Yes.
It is a cocktail forward bar, underline that, that is Mexican and Pacific Northwest fusion food, eventually home to the Holy Mole food truck empire.
Love it.
The interesting thing about Nightingale is that its Instagram account is a perfect catalog of COVID restrictions and Portland woes, eventually ending in a smashed in front door and then radio silence until their inevitable close.
I happened to see that, and it was just a Portland performance art at its finest.
I say, if you want to know what life was like in 20...
Send it to the Library of Congress, Congress.
Probably. Tell your children, gather around my phone and look at this Instagram account. That was in 2022, that post. 2022, 2023, sometime there in the late or early, they close.
Yeah.
The building, I think, is vacant for a number of months until 8 weeks ago. Let's take us all back.
Yeah. Oh God.
Where were you 8 weeks ago?
Oh my gosh. Oh, I mean,
what were you doing?
I know I was, I definitely had fewer grayer hairs.
Yes, I couldn't even pick out the
physically
crowd.
I think I was a bit of a specimen. You can ask my wife. I think I was doing pretty good 8 weeks ago.
Well, if you can remember that far back, opening in our favorite location we're talking about right now is Too Soon. Our bar of the month, congratulations, wow. Too Soon, opened by Portland coctologists.
I don't know if that's the preferred nomenclature, but
Adam Robinson. Sure, Adam Robinson of Deadshot, famed cocktail bar now from Southeast 11th and
great mixology place. Of
and
course, we know it.
Nick Flower, who helped us this evening, of Teardrop Lounge fame, yep. Probably the place I first had a craft cocktail in Portland, to be honest with you, over on 10th and Everett. They open up this place based on their love of cocktail and cocktail culture. The Eater had a wonderful article about them, and I just wanted to quote a couple of things in The Eater. Maybe you wanted to later on. But they opened this because of the communal aspect of bartending. The fact that the born out of the New York Nouveau Coq scene. I don't know if that's the right French.
I don't know if that is also.
Again, I don't have a dictionary when I'm actually writing these things. The idea of people ordering things from all over the city and that being their sense of community, and they were, quote, we were all creating these cocktails and people were ordering these drinks that anybody can make. So it connected us as a city and a community, not just the bartenders, but the guests too. It got people excited, the sense of sharing, and we're really trying to lean into that here. Welcome to the city. Welcome to the city, Robinson and Flower, which you've been in for a while, and your new bar, Too Soon, a bar we went to, and we'll hop into it right after this.
That's right. See you in a bit. All right, Nathan, so we were at the Too Soon Cocktail Lounge tonight. I gotta ask, it's been around a while now. Had you ever been there before?
Believe it or not, I have not. This is the first time I have made it in to Too Soon. Did not get in weeks 1 through 8, but was happy to be there. Had you been there?
Well, it looked familiar to me, and then I realized I had not been across the river in 2024. So I had not been there either.
Very hard to make it in at that point then.
Yeah,
yes,
all right. But it was a beautiful place, all right?
I loved it.
We rolled in. It was as advertised. What did you think of the venue, the exterior, the interior? What was your first impressions?
My first impressions were this, Alfredo. I did not know what bisexual lighting was, as noted on the Eater article and yourself tonight.
Of course.
As soon as that door swung open, I knew exactly what you were talking about. Beautiful blues and reds and purples and. A long, narrow bar, a good 8-10 seat. I thought this is the point. I was worried that it would be jam-packed with nubiles, of course. Always worry about these
bar enthusiasts who love these places like we do.
Every time a new bar opens, I think, okay, I got to be there, but also I'm going to be fighting a lot of people who also want to be there.
Neither you or I are afraid to stand in line and wait to get into a new hot spot.
We've always said we will stand in line for absolutely anything.
That's right. It's worth it.
If it's worth it,
it's worth it.
I think it's worth it too. Luckily, no line to be stood in tonight. Two seats right at the bar. What did I think of this place? Oh gosh, I don't know. A great dark shoebox of highly lit bottles of booze. Wonderful woodwork. What did you think?
Well, I mean,
what were your impressions?
I'll admit, I almost kind of missed the line. I missed the experience of being in the line, the anticipation of waiting to get in.
I wondered why you were standing.
Everyone's talking about
right behind that person at the bar, and there were all of those seats available.
Yeah, I love it. That's just me.
That's you.
That's just me. But it was a beautiful place. It was the lighting, the design was impeccable. This is all, I loved it. It was very cool. But the star of the place is the drinks. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong. Rarely you're not wrong, but you're not wrong now.
Yeah, so what did we have to drink?
Well, interesting cocktail menu at Too Soon. Some standards, some perfected standards, and some house specials and what they call bartender's choice. You say, hey, I like liquor. Give me some liquor. And the bartender will give you some liquor. It's a great system. Beautiful. I don't know why everybody doesn't do this at the bar.
Not bad at all.
Our first round, yours was the... Oh, pardon me. Mine was... Yeah. I didn't write anything down about you. Mine was... The Drunk Uncle, a bartender's choice based on my love of Negroni, made with an alternate non-gin but scotch. And I said to myself, I'm going to try to make this at the house.
Oh,
it was wonderful.
Thank you for letting me sample it.
I couldn't get your lip off my
glass. I just got a visual of like a shirtless, hairy Sean Connery that just floated into my head.
If I had siblings.
Say what you will about that, you know, Dr. Rorschach, but... that's where my mind went. It was delicious and very masculine.
Another episode where we got to talk you off the Sean Connery ledge.
Oh, boy.
What did you have your first drink, by the way?
I had one that was called the House Special, and this was an interesting one. It was gin, curry spices, bell pepper, coconut, lime, basil. Now, you may think to yourself, holy shit, that can't be anything anybody should want to imbibe. I will admit, it was a little shocking at first, the first couple sips. But boy, did that drink just wrap itself around me. I by sips 3 through 15, it was just a blanket of reassurance. And I went, also, this thing has some alcohol in it.
She mellowed for you, but not that much. You know, those are all the ingredients you usually have while you're out at these bars. So I saw that on the menu. I thought, this guy's going to get this.
Very predictable, but fantastic, expertly made. Is this too soon to mention our bartenders tonight?
Too soon to mention? Oh, I don't think so.
Here we go. Drink, everybody at the house.
No, of course not. Our bartender was the aforementioned Nick Flower.
Yeah. It might be plural. It's not Flora.
Nick F.
Nick. I just had it as Nick.
Good old Nick.
I didn't catch Nick's last name. Nick was fantastic.
He was of the Teardrop Lounge fame, of course, and he knew exactly what the hell he was doing. Oh, he was like a sweet, sweet lover who you just say, take me away, pal.
Yeah.
And boy, did he.
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Nick, if you're listening, thank you very much.
We're smoking cigarettes here at the HBTG bar.
That's right. That's right. Not because we're addicted. Should we talk about anything else?
Oh, of course, there was Brendan. Let's not forget Brendan.
And Brendan.
He of the, kind of like a young Willie Nelson.
He looked, absolutely, he did. He was
in the ponytail. He
was a redheaded stranger, but not a stranger to us at all.
No.
He was very kind. And the care and the presentation that both of these gentlemen provided to us this evening, top of the list, a number one. What care, what precision, what craftsmanship. Thank you very much for your wonderful service this evening.
I just have to say about this staff, I didn't catch the gentleman who was working the floor, but I did notice that he was also part of the overall conviviality of the place when people walked in. And this is something we've noticed once or twice. We don't need it.
No.
But when someone says, hello there, welcome, make us feel a little better. It does. I hate to be selfish like that, but it does.
Of course.
And then I noticed when people left,
they said good.
They would say, thank you, good night.
Thank you, good night.
That's what a great touch. A nice throwback.
Curious about where you had been before, where you're going next, where your actual evening is going to be like. Yes, exactly.
You as a person. What a unique, innovative thing today.
The thing maybe we've thought about for the first time in this podcast history.
I didn't realize I needed it.
No, not until tonight. Thank you very much. We also had some other rounds. Are we going to talk about those or just move on?
Talk about whatever we want.
Oh, that's right. Soon. It's our podcast.
That's right.
There are no rules. Please don't take this podcast away from us. We also had another round. I've stupidly went with another bartender's choice, not because it was bad, but because I loved my... Scotch Negroni so much. Uh-huh. I should have just hung on to that, like grim death.
I give you credit for being bold.
I got a gin courageous martini alternative with some cherry touches in it. I got to be honest with you. I can normally catch about 60% of what everybody's saying to me at any given time with my hearing nowadays. This guy was saying words to me that I had to look up on the fly. But again, complete trust. You get me to my destination on my ticket, yep. My friend.
Yep. I don't even know how the plane is flying.
Not at all.
He had the right attire. He looked like a bartender.
Believe it or not. It was great. I enjoyed it. Not as much as my first one. That's neither here nor there. What did you have?
I had the mango and chili. Fantastic. They have this beautiful Japanese vodka that's kind of on tap right in front of you there. Everything. The ice. This was from the highball menu, so it's in a tall highball glass, mm-hmm. with a spear of ice in there, and it's fantastic. Everything was great. Drinks, that's what they're known for. We could go on and on. Almost forgot to tell you.
Come on, please.
I got a little spontaneous. I saw yeah. they had a Rainier.
Oh, wow.
What's a Rainier beer.
I wouldn't assume you'd order a Rainier anywhere.
No. They had a Rainier beer, and I said, I'm just feeling a little bit out there tonight. Just a
normal beer.
A little Bonkos. And I decided I'm going to get this Rainier beer. I had it.
I told Nick, this guy's Bonkos.
As quaffable as any of these old school beers go. But
sure.
Hey, I enjoyed it. It was a fun thing to order.
Not going to do that again, though, are you?
No, I don't make a habit of drinking Rainiers
or any
of
their silly order.
But it was good. It was a fun thing to do. And you know what else? You know, unfortunately, I'm sad. And then I didn't get to do my normal bar burger review that everyone knows.
Absolutely. There's one thing people know.
Yep.
Like Alfredo loves bar burgers. He's known for eating burgers. He ate a burger a day every day from June to April in one year. It was amazing. And sadly,
the only slider available was chicken or pork.
Yeah,
and I said I'm just a burger guy. I can't do it. Orthodoxy. I said, why don't you get the chicken slider, Nate? The food looked great. They had all kinds of great just good ingredients, beets and interesting things. But that chicken slider you had, it smelled fantastic.
It was one
of the good as it smelled?
Yes, it was good as it smelled. Okay. I don't normally talk about food. I don't know much about food. I don't like talking about it.
You just eat the damn thing.
Good. Yeah, I ate it in three bites, but it was a giant, giant slider. Yes.
I was going to say, I do know one thing you're very passionate about.
Please.
That you never miss in one of our episodes. And that is, you spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
I do.
I mean that in the most complimentary.
No.
What you do.
You and my doctor say the same thing. What you do in
that locking private bathroom is completely up to you. But I love that you are observant enough to rate these from time to time. Tell me, what did you think? Tell everyone, what did you think about this bathroom at Tucson?
Of course, it's not as interesting as a burger review, but I do like to think about
any bathrooms. Any hack can review a burger.
Right, well then, let's not go that far, huh? The bathroom, you know, I hate talking about this stuff, but the bathroom, wow, I'm going to call that tile heaven, my friend. You've got if this would put people at bars that we don't know too much about, like older places that have beautiful tile floors, and then we don't know anything about those, put those people to shame. The intricate subway and hexagon tile, beautiful. It's a one-stall bathroom down the dark end of the bar, past all of the probably judgy 20-year-olds who are sizing me up as I waddle to the bathroom. That's just our
imposter syndrome. Don't let that bother you.
That's fine. And I said, excuse me, I'm going to the bathroom now. I probably shouldn't have announced it like that. But it's a one-stall, one-door bathroom. Absolutely. With a locking door. I love a locking door. You are greeted by a well-designed, dark, dark painted white tiled room. You can hear the conversations outside the door as you're whizzing. If that's a turn off.
The acoustics were interesting.
It was very interesting. I'd stay all day in there if I could. There's a great 28th Avenue tile installation in this bathroom. However, it is backwards. So as you're whizzing cheeky. And looking into the mirror, you can see the 28th Avenue properly displayed. Very nicely done. Where's you wash your hands? If you wash your hands, that's something as well. A delightful tampon selection if you're in the mood for that, and a geese bowl that your mother might own. It was beautiful.
You miss nothing in these places. I love it.
I try not to. I thought this was clean. It was respectable. It was a bathroom I could send my wife into. I give it 8.5 toilet seat covers out of 10.
Oh, your proprietary toilet seat cover ranking system.
That's one of our high ones. It's one of our high ones.
You know, fantastic. Well earned. You know, the thing that jumped out at me was the...
who are you to talk about the bathroom?
I just, for once, my eye caught something. I'm just there to handle my business and get out. Mm-hmm. Any bathroom is a bathroom to me. But I couldn't help but notice the size of that sink.
It was
a very sturdy sink.
Gotham-esque. Yeah, it was a giant Manhattan.
I felt
Manhattan.
If the big one hits, maybe the building goes, but that sink will still be standing. So that's where you want to go. Right underneath that sink.
Big sink. That's Alfredo's review. That's Alfredo's untrained eye review is big sink.
You know me. God dang. I'm just trying to keep up with you, man. Just trying to keep up with you.
Oh, boy. That's fine.
What was our overall experience in Too Soon? A place we had never been. It's been around forever.
Yep.
We've never worked, Johnny.
In terms of
art,
the way we look at these things, absolutely.
Well, what was your big takeaway from it?
Well, I don't know if I've had enough time away from Too Soon to really have a great takeaway. You know how I think about these things.
Indulge us for once.
Forget all about them, and I move on to the next one.
Indulge us with an off the cuff.
I thought that this was just a great place to sit and drink. I had a lot of fun from the moment the door opened to the moment it shut on me to walk back out in the night.
I couldn't agree more.
The bartender service was wonderful.
Yes.
The din of the place was great from the music selection. Mm-hmm. I did hear some Billy Joel this evening.
He's back.
You know what?
Caught him on the Grammys.
Big Joel head I am.
I'm not too familiar with his other work besides the song I heard at the Grammys.
I was hoping it was a Grammy song. It was something about The Longest Time or something. Moving out of a thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever. The clientele was not intimidating in terms of do I belong or not. I would offer that
up. Inclusive place. Very
yes,
inclusive.
Uh-huh. I could smell the leather on the bar as I put my elbows atop it, and I thought I could just sit here if these drinks weren't $100 each and filled with alcohol. I could just probably sit here for another 3 hours and enjoy
money or alcohol biological processing were not factors.
Correct.
We would never have left. I couldn't agree more. This place, I also noted the Billy Joel. What a great throwback.
Mm-hmm.
Great sounds all night.
Mm-hmm.
They had these nostalgic bolted stools. Have you ever sat in one of these before? These bolted stools?
I don't think I've sat at the bar before.
That's crazy.
We usually have a nice table.
I kept to scoot back and back over and over, but they're bolted to the ground. A lovely L-shaped bar. I love the padding. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
This bar was great. Cool, chic. And with a capital F and a capital U and a capital N. Fun.
Thank you.
Fun. It was fun.
Remember fun.
Great vibe. The lighting changed as the hours went. The bartenders were firing bubble guns. Just in a very earnest, not over the top, but a very fun way. I honestly 100%, even as a person who loves going to many new bars, this one a little older. But it stood out to me as just very cool, very well-crafted, professional, and fun.
100%. And I would like to welcome Too Soon to the soon-to-be historic bar list. I'll see you in 50 years, maybe, huh?
All right, Nathan, it's just about closing time here in the HBTG studio, and I really want to thank you for this special evening we've spent together.
That's fine. I'll just sit here while you do all this hard work, and I'll go for it.
Well, just let me, I know you hate praise,
drained
but I just
want
to thank you.
Florida seltzer, and so I guess I'm cut off.
In addition to this wonderful night we've had, also, we're incredibly grateful to everyone at Too Soon, Nick and Brendan. The other gentleman whose name I didn't get, I'm so sorry, working the floor. For everyone there to be so resilient, so professional, so warm and welcoming, and such a profound part of the community fabric of this city after all these weeks, it's almost beyond articulation. Check them out. 18 Northeast 28th Avenue, Wednesdays through Saturdays from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m., yeah, I've heard if you stay to last call, you get a warm cookie as a nice exit out the door.
Wow.
Until our next visit to one of Portland's hottest, new, eventually historic bars, you owe it to yourself to follow us on Instagram at History by the Glass. And gosh, almost unnecessary to promote at this point. But of course, you want to join our incredible legions of fans on TikTok.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's kind of dumb to say it right now.
Unregulated TikTok. We love you.
We're there daily. You all know.
We love you, TikTok.
Subscribe and share via Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Cast, anywhere you find the most talked about podcasts. Thanks again to our sponsors, Mercedes-Benz, Nike, Ketel One, and Microsoft.
All right, our sponsors.
Thank you for sitting this one out and allowing us to bring this special episode to our loyal followers commercial-free. I mean, right? It's the least we can do from time to time.
Finally.
On behalf of Nathan Gale, my name is Alfredo V. Moreno, and please...
I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Provide the appropriate gratuity to your bartender or server, depending on that particular establishment's wage equity plan.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Do you think at some point we should have noted that this that it's not a Tucson bar? It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with Tucson.
Well, no.
Oh,
but yes, not bad.
Thanks.